Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And it is a great day for the president. He's going to Texas, which is a state where, according to polling, he's been running slightly behind Joe Biden. He's going to Texas to help encourage the oil and gas industry, which, of course, is very, very important in Texas. But he is not going to be accompanied, as he was expecting to be accompanied, by one of his strongest supporters in Congress, Representative Louie Gohmert. And let me just say here, one of the things about my life is I've had a chance to meet a number of people in politics. And I will say this about Representative Gohmert. He's one of the nicest people. I mean it. He truly is a genial, affable, concerned, compassionate, empathetic gentleman. And I'm sorry to say that Judge Gohmert, he was a judge before he became a member of Congress, is tested positive for COVID-19. He's 66, and he's in good health. He should have a speedy recovery. He is going to be quarantined. He is not traveling with President Trump back to Texas. And wow. The problem for Louie Gohmert, he had previously misspoken a great deal against masks. The way this is headlined on Politico is Louie Gohmert, who refused to wear a mask, tests positive for coronavirus. Can we say there, because I cherish all the listeners, masks, when you go out in public, particularly indoors, are a good idea. And no, I don't wear a mask. My wife usually doesn't wear a mask when we go walking together. But if we're walking with other people, or if you're going indoors, it's probably a good idea. I don't know what they're doing about masking in the current. They have a antitrust subcommittee of the House Judiciary Committee. But again, Jerry Nadler is involved. They now are interrogating the big four, the corporate heads for Amazon and for Google and for Facebook, of course. And all of that going on at a time that there's a column today by a woman named Jessica J. Gonzalez, who is the co-CEO of the digital rights group Free Press. And digital rights to her apparently mean more government control over what goes on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and the whole panoply of social media. She writes, in new polling released last week by Accountable Tech and GQR, 60% of registered voters said they believe that Facebook has not shown a serious commitment to combating racism. Of the 1,000 people polled, 67% said removing white supremacists from the platform should be a top priority. Strong majorities of respondents agreed that Facebook does more harm to society than good. Now, this is amazing to me. They ask a question, do you think Facebook does more good than harm, or do you think Facebook does more harm than good? 73% thought Facebook does more harm than good. Then why do you use it? Why do you go there? They also believe Zuckerberg has too much power as the CEO and majority shareholder, 57%. Who should take away the power from him? It's his damn company. He started it. He built it. You know, what I don't understand is this. I understand it, I guess, from people on the left who believe that a private corporation, no matter what it is by definition evil because it's operated for a profit, and making a profit is evil, 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 evil. Today, by the way, it was just announced that Mackenzie Scott, who used to be Mackenzie Bezos, the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos, who's on Capitol Hill today, that she is moving forward. She has a personal worth of about $22 billion. That's billion with a B. And she's committed to giving away at least half of it to charities, and she's started that process. Her husband, Jeff Bezos, ex-husband, I don't know, just looked it up. They estimate his personal worth is about $177. That's correct. $177 billion. It's about $50 billion ahead of Bill Gates. But when your Seattle neighbors, and I know he lives in the other Washington right now. But this is an unbelievable situation. According to this column, many of Facebook's own employees are frustrated with Zuckerberg for catering to political power in ways that silence and endanger marginalized people. Dozens of Facebook employees resigned following Zuckerberg's appalling decision to leave up a post by President Donald Trump in which he appears to call for state violence against people protesting the police killing of George Floyd. It wasn't against people protesting. It was against people looting. I think the president was wrong to use that kind of language. It didn't put him in a good light, didn't help his cause, didn't help the cause of law and order. But when you say when the looting starts, the shooting starts, which is the post that the people resigned over, does the president of the United States have a right to say things that are ill-advised? Or should the government somehow get involved to force Facebook not to run postings by the President of the United States? She writes, Jessica Gonzalez, it's time for Facebook and all of big tech to hashtag stop hate for profit. It's time for these companies to adopt the Change the Terms Coalition's model corporate policies to disrupt hate. And it's time for Congress to take a deeper look at how it can hold Facebook accountable for the profound harms it has caused. Look, I think Facebook has caused some harm. I'll tell you why. People waste a tremendous amount of time on it. And I think it encourages people to be dishonest about themselves, because everybody on Facebook has the most beautiful meal you ever saw, and the most beautiful child you ever saw, and the most beautiful home you ever saw, and the perfect life. And right now, especially when you have the head of the Center for Disease Control, Dr. Redfield, saying right now he believes that the additional deaths from suicide and drug overdoses have far outnumbered the deaths from COVID-19. By the way, he may be wrong. He may be wrong. But then you get to questions about where and at what point do you censor people's opinions. I've actually spent more time than I should have, because it's going down a rabbit hole, but there's a great deal of discussion about the fact that the leading social media sites took down a video of this press conference by a number of self-proclaimed doctors, not all of whose medical credentials are entirely in order. But there's a group of doctors yesterday who had posted, they were in front of the Supreme Court wearing white coats and talking about the virtues of hydroxychloroquine. Should that really be censored? Well, we'll play you a little bit of what social media did not want you to hear. And it is worth considering where this is coming from. But we will get to that and the fact-checking on the claims and much more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Get 50% off any download at the MedVet History Store by becoming an annual MedHead member. Join at michaelmedved.com.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Listen to you every day.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's a great show, and it turns out it's a great day for Joe Biden. Why? Well, because one of the most hateful figures in American politics, one of the most revolting creatures ever elected to the Congress of the United States, Rashida Tlaib of the state of Michigan. She is a congresswoman. She succeeded John Conyers in a largely African-American district in Detroit. She is not African-American. She is Palestinian-American. But she has just told an interviewer for Newsweek that no, she will not endorse Joe Biden for president. And Newsweek brings up that she's a former Sanders supporter, of course. And Newsweek brings up that Rashida Tlaib's statement that she will not be in endorsing Biden. This is right after a co-chair of Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign, State Senator Nina Turner of Ohio, said that voting for Biden was like eating a bowl of S-word. Okay, in an interview with Newsweek, Rashida Tlaib showed some of the intellectual prowess and deep thinking for which she is so well noted, because she said, I'm focused on delivering Michigan for Joe Biden. What? But she said she won't endorse him because it would supposedly cause arguments with constituents in her district where she's facing a tough primary challenge. I don't care, by the way, who it is. Honestly, this is one of those things. Whoever major primary opponent is, let's support that one, okay? Anything other than Rashida Tlaib. Residents come up to me and say, Rashida, I don't know. I hear Joe Biden this, Joe Biden that. I say, listen, do we need another 4 years of Trump? No. Then what I need you to do is go out there and focus on that. The Muslim congresswoman said, they describe her that way in Newsweek. If the ultimate goal is to get rid of Donald Trump, that doesn't have to involve me actually endorsing Biden, she continued. Okay, this is so confused, it can only be good news for John James, who is the dynamic, extraordinarily well qualified. I strongly support him. He is an African-American veteran of the United States Army, an Army officer with honorable service defending our country, and he's a strong conservative and a principled conservative who's running for the U.S. Senate in Michigan. This is one of the very few places where there's actually the chance for the GOP to pick up a Senate seat. He's running against Gary Peters, who is one of the most anonymous senators in the United States Senate, the Democrat. And if Rashida Tlaib, I mean, she's worried about winning her district. And her district, by the way, is about as Republican-free as a district gets. I mean, and I think what's going on here is that in an era of Black Lives Matter, this district, which is a overwhelming majority African-American, is thinking, why don't we elect a qualified African-American representative instead of this obsessively anti-Israel, and she is, and anti-American, and she is, radical congressman who gets nothing done except winning publicity and identifying our district with these radical propositions. Okay, speaking about radical propositions, Dr. Stella Emanuel. Dr. Stella Emanuel is an immigrant to the United States from Cameroon. She got her medical degree, apparently, in Nigeria. She is also a pastor, and yes, she has some strange ideas. She believes that some of contemporary medicines have been created through DNA from space aliens, and she's also concerned about the impact of demon sperm that people may get by having sex dreams about demons and witches. However, she spoke effectively on this viral video that has been since taken down by everybody. It was considered a must-watch by Donald Trump Jr. The president himself retweeted the video and then was asked about it and said, well, she's a very respected doctor. And here is what she said about her experience treating her patients with hydroxychloroquine. Listen.
For the past few months, I've taken care of over 350 patients. We've not lost one. Not a diabetic, not a somebody with high blood pressure, not somebody with asthma, not an old person. We've not lost one patient. And on top of that, I've put myself, my staff, and many doctors that I know on hydroxychloroquine for prevention, because by the very mechanism of action, it works early and as a prophylaxis. We see patients, 10 to 15 COVID patients every day. We give them breathing treatments. We only wear surgical masks. None of us has gotten sick. It works. So right now, I came here to Washington, D.C. to say, America, nobody needs to die.
Okay, and she insists she is a real doctor. Listen.
And let me tell you something. All you fake doctors out there that tell me, oh, yeah, I want a double-blinded studies. I just tell you, quit sounding like a computer, double-blinded, double-blinded. Is you? I don't know whether your cheeks are malfunctioning, but I'm a real doctor. I have radiologists. We have plastic surgeons. We have neurosurgeons like Sanjay Gupta saying, oh, yeah, it doesn't work and it causes heart disease. Let me ask you, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, hear me. Have you ever seen a COVID patient? Have you ever treated anybody with hydroxychloroquine and they died from heart disease? When you do, come and talk to me. Because I sit down in my clinic every day and I see this patient walk in every day, scared to death. I see people driving 2-3 hours to my clinic because some ER doctor is scared of the Texas board, or they are scared of something and they will not prescribe medication to these people. I tell all of you doctors that are sitting down and watching Americans die, you're like the good Nazis, the good what, the good Germans that watched Jews get killed and you did not speak up.
Uh-huh. Like you're like the good Germans who are watching Jews getting killed and didn't speak up? Really? Does anyone really believe this? And the difficulty and the reason this was taken down is partially if you're going to compare the entire U.S. medical establishment with murderous and genocidal Nazis. And you yourself, I mean, she has these posted sermons that are up there where, for instance, she's very much opposed to Harry Potter. She is opposed to a great deal of contemporary music. I understand this. What I don't understand is this idea that in a sermon about the Illuminati in 2015, she said there are people that are ruling this nation that are not even human. And she said they have a reptilian spirit, which she describes as half human, half ET. They're calling Dr. Fauci. Is that you? We will be right back with more on Dr. Stella Emanuel, who, by the way, is now banned, apparently, from social media. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVid Show.
Get 50% off any download at the MedVid History Store by becoming an annual MedHead member. Join at michaelmedvid.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The buckets you buy at Ace hold paint, dirt, and debris. But our Children's Miracle Network buckets hold so much more, like dreams, hope, and care for children. Because over the last 29 years, with your help, Ace has raised over $125 million for local CMN hospitals. So stop by your local Ace this weekend to make a $5 donation and get a 5-gallon bucket plus 20% off almost anything that fits inside it. Offer valid on regular price merchandise. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top tech CEOs are resisting any government efforts to rein in their company's vast reach and power. The men who run Amazon, Facebook, Apple, and Google were summoned to appear before a virtual antitrust hearing. During that hearing, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says big social media companies are censoring conservative voices.
I'll just cut to the chase. Big tech's out to get conservatives. That's not a suspicion. That's not a hunch. That's a fact.
Oregon and the Trump administration say they have reached a deal for a potential drawdown in Portland of federal agents. Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf telling Fox News, though, they will only leave when they know those buildings are safe.
We are not leaving Portland until we are assured that that courthouse is safe and secure.
The Oregon State Police will now be in charge of handling security at the federal buildings. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Okay, part of the problem is this all fits in with a plandemic, which has been seen by about 7 million people in this country before it was taken down. And plandemic, they actually featured the doctor, Dr. Mikovits, who is behind plandemic, who is a crackpot. And who suggests that basically this entire thing, COVID-19, is invented by Bill Gates and Dr. Anthony Fauci. And they were doing with a former Fox host, and I think people who follow Fox know what happened to Eric Bolling. And it's tragic and it's sad and it's doesn't, I think, enhance his stature and authority. But he was reporting for a special on Sinclair Broadcasting, and apparently they had a chyron with him talking to Dr. Mikovits, and the chyron said, did Dr. Fauci invent COVID-19? I'm sorry, that's outrageous. And they were supposed to be airing this special on Sinclair Broadcasting this weekend, and it was only aired in one place, in Charleston, West Virginia. And look, facts matter, and reality matters, and some of the stuff, again, this is a report, and I've actually gone and looked at some of the sermons that she herself, this is Dr. Stella Emanuel, Dr. Stella Emanuel, in sermons posted in YouTube and articles on her website, she claims that medical issues like endometriosis and cysts and infertility and impotence are all caused by sex with spirit husbands and spirit wives. A phenomenon Emmanuel describes essentially as witches and demons having sex with people in a dream world. Quote, they are responsible for serious gynecological problems. We call them all kinds of names. Endometriosis, we call them molar pregnancies, we call them fibroids, we call them cysts, but most of them are evil deposits from the spirit husband.
I know nothing.
This was a sermon in 2013. They're responsible for miscarriages, impotence, men that can't, yeah. In her sermon, Emmanuel offers a sort of demonology of the Nephilim, the biblical characters she claims exist as demonic spirits. There's a reference to the book of Genesis, to Nephilim, which means literally in Hebrew, it means the fallen ones, the ones who fell. She says they exist as demonic spirits and lust after dream sex with humans, causing all manner of real health problems and financial ruin. Emmanuel claims real-life ailments such as fibroid tumors and cysts stem from the demonic sperm after demon dream sex, an activity that she claims affects many women. If you've had that problem, do you want to talk about it on the radio, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. She also made clear at a different event her sense that COVID-19 is actually a spiritual battle. It's not just a health problem. This is Dr. Stella Emmanuel.
This pandemic, it's bigger than even Gilead. It's bigger than Democrats and Republicans. It is a diabolic spiritual battle. And sometimes we have to fight spiritual battles spiritually. And one of the best ways that we're going to have to be able to fight this battle is to realize that it's not just a physical battle, it's also spiritual. And why do I say that? The fear that has been released is bigger than the disease. There's also what I would call a veil of darkness over the minds of people. That you can tell somebody something and they listen to you, but somehow it just doesn't sink. Okay, you know what? Let's, the hydroxychloroquine works, you know, take it, and then the person walks away from there, does not go on prophylaxis, does not take the medication, and still tells you about mask. They heard you, they agreed, but something is, there's a veil over their minds. Sometimes I feel like there's a bewitchment over the minds of people, and I pray that that bewitchment will be broken over America.
Okay, bewitchment? Dr. Neil Schluger, who is chairman of the Department of Medicine at New York Medical College, says there are no data from randomized clinical trials, repeat, no data, that demonstrate effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine for COVID. The vast majority of expert opinions is that hydroxychloroquine has no benefit in COVID illness, he added. And Dr. Fauci, no, who did not invent COVID-19, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, America's top infectious disease expert, also said the drug is, quote, not effective for treating COVID-19 in a July 28th interview, that's just now on ABC's Good Morning America. Quote, the overwhelming prevailing clinical trials that have looked at the efficacy of hydroxychloroquine have indicated that it is not effective in coronavirus disease. Now, see, this is highly relevant because what you're talking about, it's not just, well, one doctor against another, and these two doctors agree. There is one doctor who was involved with all kinds of fringe ideas, including the idea that the people like Dr. Fauci are actually reptiles from outer space, and demons, and people who believe that, for instance, impotence is because of demon sex, which she says is worse than astral sex. I don't know what astral sex is entirely. This is truly problematic. And yesterday when the president was asked about Dr. Stella Emmanuel, because her entire mission on hydroxychloroquine, before it was taken down, it got up to 17 million people who listened to it. And the difficulty here is that, honest to goodness, there is such a thing as medical truth. And medical truth, you do your best when you face a serious medical problem, and COVID-19 is a serious medical problem. It's great to have hope. And by the way, the overwhelming weight of instances, except for the chance that some people will get irregular heartbeats from hydroxychloroquine, it probably is harmless. So I just was speaking to somebody, and I mentioned on the phone, someone in Dallas who's very active in Republican Party in Texas, and I asked, oh, how are you surviving the pandemic, which is kind of what you asked today. He said, I'm fine because I take hydroxychloroquine every day. Okay, great, more power to you. But when you are a doctor and you are talking against masks and you are saying this is not a serious disease because there is a cure, and then you're looking at the fact that we just went over today, we went over 150,000 deaths. And by the way, I don't know what Dr. Redfield is talking about, because unless there is some kind of statistic that is very, very different from that 100, in that time period, the 150,000 deaths from COVID, there have been about 40,000 deaths from suicide, which is terrible and it's tragic and it's going up. But this story that everybody was focused on, the head of the Centers for Disease Control, says there are more deaths from suicide than from COVID-19. I guess if you put drug overdoses right next to that suicide, then it could turn out to be that way. The entire question is, there's something terribly wrong with our country. When even on something as basic as trust, and by the way, I spent much too much time this morning going over politifact.org, factcheck.com, and every medical and fact check and reliable journalistic source I could find. And I'm sorry, this religious belief in hydroxychloroquine is weird and unhealthy. If you disagree, you can give us a call. 1-800-955-1776. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice, and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. in an emergency situation. There may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super-dense superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Than what high definition will ever do for television.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we were talking before about the upsurge in crime in New York City. The report from WBBM News Radio in Chicago, the Chicago Police Department's new deputy chief was found shot dead. This would be yesterday in an apparent suicide at the Holman Square police facility on the west side. Dion Boyd, 57, was found fatally wounded that morning. Superintendent David Brown announced Tuesday afternoon. Boyd had been sworn in as deputy chief of criminal networks on July 15th in a series of leadership changes by the commissioner, David Brown. This is all under Mayor Lori Lightfoot, of course. Brown urged members of the department to be on the lookout for colleagues who may need help. Let's always remember to take care of ourselves and each other, he said. Look, can you understand? I did this, by the way, 3 minutes ago, just posted by the Associated Press. An autopsy conducted today has revealed that the Chicago Police deputy chief found dead in a station yesterday did commit suicide. According to the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office, Deputy Chief Dion Boyd died of a self-inflicted gunshot to the chest. The findings confirm an announcement by the Chicago Police Department that Boyd fatally shot himself Tuesday morning. Well, this is terrible news. Terrible news. 30 years of service as a cop. Now, do you think that some of the national climate right now and the attacks on police officers from what should be a grateful public, do you think they contribute to things like this? There, by the way, has always been, and I've looked at this and I've written about it in the past. I mean, when I say in the past, 20 years ago, there's always been a relatively high rate of suicide for cops. And this, of course, I'd mentioned before, the Center for Disease Control director, Dr. Robert Redfield, testified in a Buck Institute webinar that suicides and drug overdoses have surpassed the death rate for COVID-19. Redfield argued that lockdowns and lack of public schooling constituted a disproportionately negative impact on young people's mental health. We're seeing, sadly, far greater suicides now than we are deaths from COVID. We're seeing far greater deaths from drug overdose than are above excess that we had as background than we are seeing the deaths from COVID. Again, I'm not sure his numbers are right. Roughly 146,000 people have died from COVID or COVID-related causes in the U.S. That's just this year, of course. According to CDC data, the most recent publicized federal data record 48,000 deaths from suicide, but there have been at least 1.4 million attempts in 2018. In 2019, there were 71,000 people who died from drug overdoses. So in other words, if it is more, if we really have, if Dr. Redfield is right, that we have gone up from 48,000 suicide deaths in 2018 to now more than 150,000, or it would be 75,000 if you talk about half a year, in 2020, that is a huge and depressing increase. And again, I would just caution people about the way you contribute to this kind of despair in our country. And especially when, honestly, I think most of the medical advice that people are getting, the mainstream medical advice, can actually help to keep you safe, can actually help to cure you. I hope that Congressman Gohmert, Judge Gohmert, gets a fine medical treatment and comes out of his quarantine and is able at age 66 to deal well with his positive testing result today. Positive in the sense that, yes, he tested positive, not that it's a positive development. It's not a positive development when anybody gets coronavirus. And yes, it is serious for the president that his national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, who is a fine public servant, in my opinion, has also tested positive. He literally works right down the hall from the president. May all of our leaders on all sides be kept safe from this dread disease. There's another concern for safety that has come up about masks. Are masks contributing to male abuse of women? This is, believe it or not, a story from Britain. Women across the United Kingdom are reporting a rise in aggressive eye contact since the introduction of face coverings in some public places. New laws introduced last week forced customers to wear face masks in all shop stations, banks, and post offices. Well, it's also mandatory to wear coverings on public transport. But many women have been sharing stories online of aggressive eye contact and hard staring from men wearing masks, with one tweeting, "Grown men staring at you with a mask on is worse than when they don't have a mask." Why would that be? UN Women UK Executive Director Claire Barnett told Female, that's male as in M-A-I-L, "As we work to build back better following lockdown, we need to prevent the lack of witnesses of antisocial behavior due to less populated public spaces, as well as the anonymity face coverings can provide, leading to further rises in harassment and threatening actions toward women, girls, and minoritized groups." In other words, I think I understand what they're saying. They're saying that if a guy's wearing a mask, you kind of naturally figure you can stare at that woman who's captured your attention for whatever reason. You can stare at her and nobody will notice because you're wearing a mask and you're anonymous. Well, what they're saying is we can see your eyes, we notice. This will require widespread change in attitudes and behavior, creating an understanding that behavior like unwanted and persistent staring is intimidating, and that we all have a role to play in making our public spaces more inclusive. Women are complaining about a rise in intimidating behavior from men wearing masks, with many taking to social media to tell their stories. One woman commented, "Does anybody else feel like men are way more aggressively demanding eye contact in public space since we all started wearing masks? So much hard staring happening, and I can't diffuse the attention by smiling like women are conditioned to do. It's weird," said another woman. Another wrote, "Seriously, we all are wearing masks, and some man will keep staring? WTF is wrong?" And then finally, one asked this, and I thought this was worth sharing. "Do men realize that masks don't cover their eyes, so we can still, blanking, see them staring like the creepy pieces of blank that they really are? 5?" one added. Okay, it's impolite, it's discomforting, it's wrong to stare at people who are not staring at you, and almost always they're not. And I think there's another aspect to this, because with masks on, you can't see the facial expression of the other person. So I think sometimes it is a discouragement to men who would otherwise stare and leer if you see a woman not greeting that with a come-hither smile, which rarely happens. So, but you can't see the disapproval. You can't see, you just see the eyes, and sometimes the eyes don't express. So, okay, don't stare. You do have to stare, though, at the train wreck that is going on in the Senate of the United States right now. Look, I am a great admirer of Mitch McConnell. I ardently hope and even pray that he is reelected. We need him in the U.S. Senate. However, he is trying to preside over a group of people. We're trying to get them together, the Republican caucus, the 53 Republicans in the U.S. Senate, trying to get them together to do something about this phase 4 on the coronavirus relief. It's not going well. We'll bring you up to date on that, and also the idea that by running down America, you're destroying the essence of our nationhood. That and more in this great...
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.